Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we are joined by Brad Phillips, clinical assistant professor at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. He's here to celebrate American Pharmacist Month by exploring the importance of pharmacy education. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So today we're going to be discussing the evolution of pharmacist roles within healthcare and how the next generation of pharmacists is preparing to enter the pharmacy workforce. So to start, what are the current sentiments of pharmacy students regarding where they see themselves working in the pharmacy workforce after attending pharmacy school?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think a very prevalent question in this day and age, because I feel like pharmacy students today are entering the profession with a little bit more of a broader and dynamic vision of what they want to do in their future career. Now, community pharmacy still remains a very common path, and many students are increasingly being drawn to more clinical environments where they can apply their knowledge in a little bit more of a direct patient care setting. Ambulatory care, hospital pharmacy, and specialty practices such as like oncology, cardiology, infectious disease, fellowships, they're definitely seem to be gaining popularity due to their collaborative nature and impact on patient outcomes. Another thing is there's also a noticeable interest in non-traditional roles that I feel have been emerging over the last couple of years, including health informatics, pharmaceutical industry positions, regulatory affairs, and managed care, to name a few. Students are a little bit more aware of the evolving healthcare landscape and are seeking roles that offer professional growth, collaboration, and opportunities to innovate and show their creative side. And so I think this shift really reflects a desire for that meaningful engagement that pharmacists can position themselves within healthcare.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously, our spaces in pharmacy, we see how these roles are evolving, but it's also really good to see that the students, they have their finger on the pulse with what's upcoming in their careers. So moving along to really what goes on in the classroom. So how has the pharmacy curriculum noticeably adapted to meet the demands of these expanding clinical roles that extend beyond traditional medication dispensing?
Yeah. And I would say with how quickly the pharmacist role is evolving, needs to be adapted year in and year out. The pharmacy curriculum, at least our institution, has undergone significant transformation to align with that expanding scope of practice that these students are wanting. So our program emphasizes clinical reasoning, evidence-based medicine, patient-centered care to prepare our students for those roles that they're wanting to take post-graduation. Courses integrate topics such as chronic disease state management, immunizations, some newer ones such as mental health. Pharmacogenomics is a big asset that we have at our institution. And these are areas that were once seen as more peripheral or, yeah, it's going to be down the line that these are going to come up. But now they're here. And now they're an essential part of pharmacy practice. Another part of that is our curriculum has the intent of providing our students with interprofessional education, right? It's a cornerstone nowadays of modern pharmacy training, with students wanting to participate in those collaborative learning models alongside medicine, nursing, public health, you name it. And so that's another way where the curriculum is trying to adapt to provide those experiences so they can get that interprofessional education to further solidify what they're wanting to do after graduation.
Awesome. So obviously it's not having the students be pigeonholed into one specific kind of avenue within their profession, really giving them the full breadth of what pharmacy can offer. That's awesome. So what kind of real-world pharmacy experience do students receive during schooling, and how has that evolved in recent history, or how will it evolve in the near future?
Yeah, so I would say the biggest example of the real-world pharmacy experience that we provide through the curriculum is through their experiential learning. So experiential learning is embedded throughout the pharmacy curriculum, beginning with their introductory pharmacy practice experiences, or their IPPEs, which we have the students in a little bit more of a community setting. And then that evolves into their hospital practices, which is going to be after their second year, and then culminating into our advanced pharmacy practice experiences, or our APPEs, which we have our fourth year students do. So these are the traditional rotations that expose students to a variety of settings they have to take a community rotation, a hospital rotation, an ambulatory care rotation. There are some core rotations that our students need to take. However, we also have a lot, and this is probably the area where it's evolving, a lot more opportunities for them to get outside of those traditional roles. So in recent years, experiential education has become a little bit more structured and way more diverse, right? So students are increasingly involved in clinical decision-making, patient counseling, medication therapy management, right? As their pharmacy preceptors' role evolves, the student role evolves right there with it, right? There's also a growing emphasis on telehealth, transitions of care, population health initiatives, like all of these things that are rapidly growing, our students are getting exposed to. So looking forward, experiential learning is likely to expand into more digital health platforms, right? That's something that's been exploding since the pandemic. Rural health outreach, interdisciplinary care teams like we discussed, right? And this kind of shift towards technology-driven healthcare delivery. And also, in regards to the pharmacy student sentiments that we talked about in the previous question, is they have that greater understanding of the future career paths that they're wanting to do. So they're able to use that understanding to determine where they can obtain said experience. We have more students that are asking for more of those direct shadowing experiences during school or applying for a little bit more of those non-traditional rotations, such as within industry programs.
Awesome. Yeah. So it seems the core curriculum is really just not leaving any stone unturned and giving pharmacists the skills to be in wherever they see themselves, but also at the same time, providing them, like giving the ball in their court and saying, hey, these are the opportunities. What do you want to do with your career?
Yeah. In aligning with the curriculum, right, is our institution really supports those student initiatives. So on top of what we are trying to expose the students to in a little bit more of that structured environment, we fully support student organizations that still look at those areas, right? So we have an industry organization. We have a independent pharmacy organization, right? So we have those student-driven leaders that are also helping out not only themselves to get a better idea of what they want to do, but also that next class of pharmacists. So I think each and every year, students are becoming more and more prepared because of all the opportunities and resources that they have to learn.
Yeah, that's super awesome. Awesome. So I wanted to get your opinions on how all of this is evolving. So are there current roles emerging within the pharmacy industry that you might particularly recommend to students that they consider compared with other roles? Or on the other side, are there roles or new non-traditional roles that you think students should avoid?
Yeah, I would say within pharmacy industry, I'm a little bit biased because I'm an outpatient pharmacist by nature. So I love talking to people and really focusing on how the pharmaceutical industry is affecting outpatient care. So the roles that I find very fascinating are pharmacogenomics, personalized medicine, also specialty pharmacy, right? And that is specific towards what that patient's needs are. Transitions of care is a very exciting thing, especially when you talk about the incorporation of digital health and technology within that area to assist. Those are the areas that I find very fascinating that seem to be growing very quickly. I think any one of those areas really offer pharmacists to really personalize therapy to the patient, right? They can optimize the patient's medications and really contribute to those system level improvements in healthcare, which ultimately leads towards the patient's goal, right? So those are the ones that I would find interesting. And what I normally tell my students is I wouldn't necessarily say students should avoid any specific roles outright, but I really do encourage them to critically evaluate those positions. Some may offer more, some may offer less clinical engagement or that professional growth. I really encourage students to seek environments that align with their values. What do they hope to achieve in their career? And really being open to exploring innovative or interdisciplinary roles that really challenge those traditional boundaries that pharmacy is facing these days.
Awesome. Definitely agree. And obviously you could say the same thing about any industry or aspiring kind of career path. And it's awesome that not only is it evolving within the pharmacy education, but it's also benefiting patients, and seeing all that mesh into one is really awesome for just the greater healthcare community.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think this has been a great conversation. I just have one more question. So compared with the trends that you observed when you were in pharmacy school, can you just summarize how pharmacy students' career paths have evolved over time, and how do you expect those trends to continue?
Yeah. Which I think I'm at the stage of my career where I could say when I was in pharmacy school, right? Because it's been that amount of time that has passed. So when I was in pharmacy school, graduates were either you go to community or you go into the hospital, right? That was your main mindset. But today that landscape has shifted so dramatically, right? So students are more likely to pursue postgraduate training, which doesn't necessarily mean like residency embedded in the hospital, but that also considers fellowships, right? That also considers outpatient focused residencies, right? Like community-based residency programs or two-year informatic residencies, right? There's so many more opportunities that kind of broaden the horizon for our students. And these are specialized fields, right? That emphasize clinical care, research, leadership, pharmacist involvement within that care team, right? So think that career paths are really diversified, right? With pharmacists now working in academia, public health, informatics, and even entrepreneurial type adventures, right? It really opens up an opportunity for students to, there's really no lack of imagination for what they could do. And the other thing that we've seen is students are a lot more proactive in shaping their careers. It's a very competitive landscape. When I was graduating pharmacy school, it's like, wow, well, do you really need to do a pharmacy residency to work as a clinical specialist? Well, nowadays, with this growing landscape, it is getting more and more competitive. And we've seen students taking a little bit more of a proactive approach to preparing themselves. We have a lot more students that are taking on research endeavors. We have a lot more students that are seeking peer-reviewed publications. Some students that are coming in and with a focus on dual degrees, right? So graduating with a PharmD as well as an MBA to make them a little bit more of an attractive candidate while also preparing them for said career. And honestly, I expect this trend to continue with pharmacists having a little bit more of a foothold as being an integral member of those healthcare teams, influencing healthcare policies and really innovating medication management and health technology. I think our students are on the right track to preparing themselves to really make an impact in the profession.
Awesome. Yeah, we're obviously definitely excited to see where pharmacy goes in the future and in turn where the next generation of pharmacy students fit in with all of that. I really appreciate you taking the time during American Pharmacist Month. This has been really great for our audience to get your insights.
Yeah, no, of course. And I was going to say, thank you so much for having me. And if any listeners or anything out there, if anybody wanted to reach out to me to further to continue conversation, I would be more than happy to.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brad.